I've ever heard.
No.
Well, the minute she gets in, let me know, because I have something really important to ask her.
Well, Vanessa, I don't think you should bother her when she gets home. She's had hardly any sleep the last few nights getting ready for that trial.
I know, Denise, but it's really important that I talk to her.
Well, it's more important that I talk to her. I need her to read this essay that I've written for my application to the University of Rhode Island. This affects my life very deeply, Vanessa.
Well, what I have to ask Mom affects my life just as deeply.
What do you have to ask Mom?
I want to know if I can borrow $10 so I can buy some new earrings.
That affects your life very deeply?
Yes! I want to wear them to a party tomorrow night, and Donnie Pearson is going to be there. Come on, Denise, if he notices me, he could fall in love with me, we could get married and live together for the next 50 years. You're only going to be in college for the next 3 years, and you're probably going to drop out anyway.
This affects my whole family's life.
All right. You can talk to Mom first, but I'm asking her about the $10 as soon as you're finished.
Fine. Go ahead. Mom! Hi.
Hi.
Can you please read my essay I wrote for the University of Rhode Island?
Honey, I have been on my feet in the courtroom for the past 10 hours. I have not slept in days. I'm really not in any condition to read a thing right now.
Oh, well, how about if I read it to you?
What if you read it to your dad?
Oh, Mom, I can't on this one. This is about how women's roles have changed in the past 20 years. I don't know, I just feel I haven't captured what it is I want to say. Can you read it, please? It's really important.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The other way, Mom.
I'm sorry. Those words are swimming all over the page. You need to bring it to me tomorrow.
All right, first thing in the morning?
First thing. Right now, I just need some peace and quiet, okay?
Okay, peace and quiet. Denise, are you finished?
No, I didn't ask her. She wants to be left alone.
Well, I know, but I need to talk to her.
Well, you're not going to do it now, Vanessa.
You can't tell me what to do. What are you, Mom's guardian?
Wait, Vanessa, wait. Look at her. She is a wreck. She needs to be left alone.
You can't tell me to leave Mom alone. Only Mom can tell me to leave Mom alone. Mom!
Leave me alone. Child, I'm working on the hardest case of my career now. I just ask for 30 minutes of peace and quiet. I'll accept 20. If you've understood, please nod. Thank you. Now you could leave. Silently.
I told you, you're so stupid. I'm going to say it out of your
Mom! I'm so glad you're home. Check it out. I found this great apartment in the city. It's cheap. It's in a great location. And guess what? It's already furnished. Now, all you have to do is sign the lease. Here you go.
Does it ever occur to anyone around here that I might have needs of my own? All I get is a barrage of demands from some useless children who couldn't care less about what's happening to me. I can't even get a, hello, Mom. How are you today? How did your day go? No. All I get is, Mom, I want. Mom, I found. Mom, all you have to do is. And there are days like today when the selfishness is just too much. Do you understand?
Yes, Mom. But they want you to sign right down here.
I sign it tomorrow.
No, see, you don't understand, Mom. I've got to give this to the landlord by 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, that means I'd have to get up at 8, come all the way over here on the subway, get you to sign it, and take it back to school. Come on, that's 2 hours that's wasted out of my day. Well, you can just sign it here in 4 seconds.
Theo, you're not supposed to sign a lease without reading it.
Mom, I read it. It's okay. It's cool.
Boy, give me this thing just to get you away and leave me be.
Ah, thanks. I'm going to get something to eat, but don't get up. You need your rest. I'm just grateful you signed this.
Theo? What did I sign? Theo, what did I sign?
The lease to my apartment. Thanks.
Theo, I'm not just your mother, honey. I'm an attorney. I signed a lease. I didn't even read it.
Mom, don't worry about it. I read it. It's cool.
Give me this thing.
You look awful. Are you sure you can do this?
Boy, I read these things in my sleep.
But you don't have to. The landlord said it's almost like a standard agreement.
Almost like a standard agreement?
Yeah.
Did you see clause number 13 printed here on the back?
They print on the back, too?
Yes, they do. It says here that if tenant does not maintain furniture in acceptable condition, he will forfeit the $2,000 security deposit and pay a penalty equal to the security deposit.
No problem. I'll take care of the furniture.
That brings me to clause 6 on the front, which you obviously missed too, which says, on election day, the landlord may remove all furniture from the tenant's apartment and place it in the lobby, which will be turned into a polling place.
People who are voting are going to be using my furniture?
Hundreds of them. And if they get one little scratch on it, you are going to forfeit a $2,000 security deposit. Excuse me, you are going to forfeit my $2,000 security deposit, and you are not giving the landlord this till I talk to him.
But, Mom, you're going to get the landlord angry by grilling him with questions. I could lose his apartment. This is a nice apartment. It's the only apartment I found with an automatic dishwasher.
Use paper plates.
Mom!
Hi, Rudy.
You look awful.
Yeah, I know.
You know that field trip I'm supposed to go on in 3 weeks?
Yes.
I need you to fill this out. Here.
Sweetheart, let's deal with that tomorrow, okay?
But I need you to fill it out right away.
The field trip is 3 weeks away, Rudy. Why do we have to deal with this today?
Because if I hand it in early, I can pick who I want to sit next to on the bus.
Well, I am certainly not going to inconvenience myself just so you can sit next to one of your little raggedy friends.
Are you in a bad mood?
Yes, I'm in a bad mood. What of it? Am I not supposed to be in a bad mood sometime? Just because I'm a parent? You children have a bad mood anytime you think about it. I have a bad mood one day. Everybody's going to throw that in my face.
I'll come back later.
You most certainly will not come back later being selfish all over again. Take that thing to your father and have him fill it out for you.
I did. He told me to come to you.
Oh, he did he? Well, he sure did steer you wrong. I'm not filling that thing out till I get good and ready. Cliff, can you come in here, please?
Okay. I wish someone would tell me the right person to go to. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
My wife is here. I am a happy man. Mwah, there you go. Well, you don't look so good.
Why did you send Rudy to me with that form to fill out? You could have done that. Why didn't you take care of that yourself?
I think when our third child was going to school, I was told by you not to sign any form that a child brings into this house.
Now, that is a low trick. Take something I said and use it against me.
Did you lose the case, dear?
Oh, I wish I had lost it. At least the thing would be over with. At the end of the day, the judge decides he needs to hear more testimony and see more evidence. That means more work for me.
Well, you get to rest this weekend.
Not in this house. Ask people for some peace and quiet, all you get is aggravation and noise.
Hello? Ah, hi, Sandra. Yeah, she's here. What do you want? No, I don't think so, honey. I think this is bad.
So I'll talk to Sandra.
Just remember what I said.
Hi, Sandra. Oh, honey, thank you for asking me how I am. You are? You and Elvin are going to go see that play? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I read about it. Yeah, but... What? Now, look. I've been in the courtroom all day, and I've not slept for nights. And the last thing I need is to babysit two little yelling twins. No, I will not babysit those twins. And when they ask you how you're doing,
see, I told you it was not a good time.
Even if they ask you how you're doing, they got something up their sleeve.
Jesus.
They're not sincere people. Yes, I'm going to have a bad day all week. Mess with me, I'm going to have a bad day all year. And you fools up there better get out of my way, because I'm going to...
Been like this. I just came in and she jumped at me. I gotta go around and count some of the children, see if they all have hair.
What's Mom doing now?
She's sitting up in the bed.
Well, that's good.
What's happening?
We're worried about Mom.
Okay, well, I'll take care of it from here, all right?
Okay.
Tell me something. How often do you all look through this keyhole?
Hardly ever.
Later on, we're going to talk about some of the things you've seen.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. How you feeling?
Tired.
Want to talk about it?
I'm too tired to talk about it.
Okay.
So, Cliff, this is what's going on. I don't think I have anything left to give. All day long, I give to clients at the office, and when I come here, everybody around here expects me to give for another 6 hours. And I love the work and I love the kids, but after all these years, I just think I don't have anything left to give.
What can I give?
Nothing. Hey, what can anybody give, honey? This is just life. I mean, I just probably need to be alone and have some peace and quiet.
Yes. 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 Now, listen to me. There's a surgeon at the hospital, Dr. Zach. This man is always talking about a place that he goes to in the Adirondacks, that there's a central building and a bunch of log cabins around the lake, dear. You could go there now.
Sounds lovely.
It is lovely. Now, what I'll do is I'll call him. He knows about trains and everything. I'll put you dead on it. You're on your way. Adirondacks, log cabin, overlooking the lake. Bingo. Come back refreshed.
But I'm not so sure I need to go that far. I mean, if I just spent a day here in bed, I'd probably be fine.
You can't get spend time in bed here, these people.
Mom, are you okay now? I have something very important to ask you. Dad, is Mom in there?
You ought to know. You're looking through the keyhole, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Is she all right?
No. You ruined her life.
Okay, I'll come back later.
Fiff?
Mm-hmm.
Call him.
I'm on the horn.
Go, Mom. Go, Mom. Go, Mom. Go, Mom. Go, Mom.
Was so much better than those old black and white things you make us watch.
It was a black and white thing. They colorized it. Why do you think the Dalmatian was pink with brown spots?
I wonder if Mom got up to the lodge okay.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, let's call her and find out.
Okay, we're gonna call her. But let me tell you this. This will be the one and only call because your mother's on vacation. All right, hold it back just a little bit more. Thank you. We just want to call her up, tell her how much we love her, how much we miss her, and good night.
Good evening. Pine Ridge Lodge. Mr. Bingham speaking.
Yes. Mr. Bingham, do you have a guest there by the name of Mrs. Claire Huxtable? May I speak to her, please?
Huxtable. Let me see what we've got here. Ah, yes, here we are. Huxtable. Yes. She signed in on the register at 10:17 p.m. this evening. Lovely penmanship. I'm afraid I can't let you speak to her. Large policy. We don't call the cabins after 10:30 at night. You can call back after 6 a.m.
Would you please tell her that her children and her husband said, good night, please.
Well, I won't be able to tell her that until after 6 a.m. It wouldn't make much sense to tell her good night tomorrow morning, would it?
Good night.
Hello?
Pine Ridge Lodge here. Mr. Bingham speaking.
Mr. Bingham, this is Claire Huxtable. I'm a guest here in the lodge.
Oh, yes, you're up there in cabin 17.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about this cabin 17 business. There is no heat in this room.
Oh, yes. Pipes blew this morning.
Yeah, well, the window blew, too.
Got a lot of fresh air coming in, have you?
Could you send somebody over here to fix this place?
That would be Charlie.
Charlie? Fine. Where is he?
Well, he hasn't come back yet from deer hunting.
That's Charlie now. Sounds like he's close to the property.
I'd stay away from those windows.
Do you think Mom's up by now?
Boy, are you kidding? Out there, your mom is probably so invigorated, man. By the nature, she's probably up walking around.
Good morning. Pine Ridge Lodge here. Mr. Bingham speaking.
Yes, this is Dr. Huxtable. I would like to speak to my wife, please.
All right. I'll hook you up. We got a phone in every cabin, you know. Matter of fact, it was my brother-in-law that installed these phones back in 1940.
Second-hand, just before the war. No, during the war, it was very hard to get phones.
Well, I'm sure it was. May I speak to my wife, please? I'm calling from New York City.
You live in New York City, do you?
Yes, sir. The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. You haven't seen a Big Apple until you've seen the kind we grow up here.
Yes, sir. I'm really anxious to talk to my wife, sir.
All right.
Hello.
Sweetheart, I love you, and how are you?
I want to talk to you about this place you've sent me to.
Yes, and I know you are loving it.
No, I'm not. I want to come home, and I want out of here now.
Well, why don't you just take a train? Do you know where, when one leaves?
Not until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye-bye, honey.
Goodbye.
I see someone's ready for bed.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can. Thank you.
When did Mrs. Huxtable have to leave just because she ate too much?
Who said she ate too much?
Rudy, she said Mrs. Huxtable had to leave just because she was fed up.
No, fed up means that if you're irritated about some things, you've had enough.
Oh, I've been there.
You've been there?
Yes. When people tell me to do things that I don't want to do, that's when I get fed up.
You do?
Yes. But I know how to take care of it.
How?
Well, I go up in my room, put my face against the window, and blow until it gets foggy.
Well, I'll tell Mrs. Huxtable about that. Listen, I was wondering if you could help me, because I get caught in traffic when I'm driving, and I get fed up. And I come here, and I'm just tight, and I'm fed up. Now, what would you do about that?
Think about it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go out in the backyard, dig a hole, take the dirt from the hole, pour water on it. That makes mud, and you know what to do with that mud?
What?
Squish your hands in it, and if that doesn't make you feel better, take your shoes off and step in it. You feel like a new man.
Hello.
Hey! Now, look who's here!
Hi, Mrs. Huxley.
Hi, Olivia!
Look awful.
I know.
You need to step in some mud.
I already did.
Good night.
Good night.
What are you doing here? I thought the train didn't leave until tomorrow.
Cliff, let me just say thank you.
You're welcome.
I will always think fondly of my little log cabin in the woods. And as much as I hated to leave my little wooded paradise, I convinced Mrs. Bingham to drive me to the nearest bus station, which was 3 towns away.
Well, listen, you're home now. Your husband is going to go upstairs, run a hot bath for you, get some oil, and rub a dub dub those muscles. All right?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Come on. Take care of you now.
Hi, Mom. You still look awful.
Oh, really? Tell that to your father. What is this?
It's a history paper I'm writing.
Yeah, but you're not going to fool with this at all. You understand? In the tub for your rub. That's
well,
it.
Well, now, wait a minute. I've been away from this child for a whole day. Are there any problems?
Yeah, but I can't tell you. Dad said I couldn't bother you for a week.
Well, you were not even supposed to say that to her now. Move. Bye-bye.
Give me this paper. Don't listen
no,
to your
No, see, there you go again. Now, you're not supposed to do that. Just stop it. Give
it's
it back
right,
to the child.
Honey. I
it
want is... to do this.
Oh,
it's...
I want to do it.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's not long ago. You up there? I have nothing to give, Cliff. Cliff, I have nothing to give. It's all this life here. I don't know why people... I don't have nothing to give. Well, go ahead and give it up, sister.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.